across from the fairgrounds. Apply for your Curious Card today and take advantage of interest-free financing.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 823, sunshine and 66 degrees.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning on a Wednesday, 824, 66 degrees on our way to 86 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Brittany Heinrichs to preview big doings in America's here this weekend. We're going to talk about the baseball field and the big grand opening. Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Glad to hear it. So, well, we heard you yesterday at match day. That's exciting,
yeah.
Huh?
It is. We are super excited to be participating again this year.
Yeah, and a big matching pool to use up this year, too. So that was exciting information. 35 groups will be benefiting from Big Match Day coming up a little later on this year. But the things at hand, Brittany, and that's a lot at hand we're talking about here. I'll tell you what, you have to be really excited about the grand opening, the baseball field this weekend. What will be taking place?
So we are really, really excited for this weekend. 10 a.m. we'll do our ribbon cutting. Between 10 and 12, we'll have the Emporia Artmobile there doing baseball washer necklaces and keychains with the kids. And then 10:45, we had the Spade family donated a big firework that has a bunch of little parachutes that we'll be setting off. From 11 to 1, we have a community meal that was sponsored by SNA Telephone and Hostess and Project Playscape, and so that's free from 11 to 1, the community meal. And then from 1 to 2:30, we'll be having a vintage baseball game, and so we're pretty excited about that. We have a lot of high schoolers and alumni and some others that are going to be playing in the vintage baseball game, so it should be a pretty good time on the brand-new fields.
On the brand-new fields, and I assume it looks really good, huh?
It is. We have been trekking away the last couple of weeks, and seeing all the traffic driving by as we're finishing up the final touches has been pretty exciting. We've also seen on Facebook that, you know, there's been a lot of traction there where people are really excited about all the pictures we've been posting, and, you know, I think everybody's getting pumped and ready to start playing on these fields.
Yeah, I bet you are. So this has been a long time. This has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It has.
So how long... When did the idea start, and when did the fundraising start for this, Brittany?
So it did start prior to COVID, and we had started, you know, trucking along pretty fast. We were getting the funding going, and then COVID had hit, and so that kind of put us at a pretty big lag. And then, you know, when businesses and all of us are coming back from the COVID, you know, we've been running into issues with supply issues, shipping, employment issues with some of the businesses we'd work with, and, you know, trying to get things to all kind of pan out and mesh up so we can get some of these things done. And then I know, like, weather plays into a big thing because this is outdoors. So, you know, we have to really gauge that weather. And, you know, Kansas weather, it likes to do what it wants to do. So we are really stoked, and we've been able to really get a big chunk of stuff done. There's just a few things we'll probably be waiting on still, but those will come after the the grand opening. We did install the playground equipment last Friday, and that was pretty awesome. You know, we have some great community members out there that donate their time, and they come in and they use the skills that they have to help us out there. So that's really helped us in our budgeting, you know, to have community members that have resources that they can donate and their time that they can donate to help us out. So we really appreciate all of them. I mean, that's a big thing. All the donors, all the sure. businesses that have worked with us, and then, like, all the people that come out and they volunteer.
Well, it's quite a grand addition to the City of Americus, and I know you're not done yet. You still have projects that you will be working on. So for those who may be just jumping into this party a little late, exactly what did you do to the ball field? Is this a complete makeover, Brittany?
Yeah, so we had one baseball field on there, and we were looking at, you know, we had another one here in town, but when the school had done some renovations, the other field that they had, they kind of took that out to put in new playground equipment, which looks awesome over there. But that kind of put the Americus Recreation Organization with kind of a little bit of a dilemma, because they only had the one field here, and I know it's been scattered out around the district, which has been great, because there's been the other fields have also been utilized, but we did stop. At that time, we had stopped our efforts on the splash pad and went straight into that area was over there. We went and took everything down, and then we were able to fit in a small field and then a large field for that could be played with older kids or high schoolers. So it was pretty. It's been a whirlwind, and I am so excited for these kids to be able to play. I know they're getting excited too.
So let's see, new field, new outfield, dugouts, scoreboard, all of that.
Yep, we have all of it's new. So there's been a few things that we were able to reuse, but for the most part, everything out there has been new.
All right, so it's going to be basically an all-day affair coming up in Americus. You're all invited, boy, to see the fruits of all of this labor for the past more than handful of years to really get this done. So how much money has went into this so far, Brittany?
Well, you know, it's been a lot, and it kind of has kept changing. I know you always ask me these numbers, and then I'm like, because I'm working on several projects at once.
I
so,
understand.
To get a grand total, I know we'll probably do that after this is all over with. So, we had a little bit of a challenge because, just like I said, when you come out of COVID, prices went up, and so we hit a goal, and then we'd have to go back and hurry and start raising more money to hit a second goal to be able to get what we still wanted. And then, so yeah, we've had to hit several markers for funding because of all of those things that kind of played into effect.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, though, safe to assume, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're not done yet, right? What's next on the docket? Where do you go now?
Yeah, so we are trying to finish up our splash pad. So we are halfway there. We're going to be putting out grants and doing some more fundraisers over the summer. So we ask for people to go to our Facebook page. It's called Project Playscape, and you can see everything about the grand opening coming up. You can see all the pictures. I'm a good picture taker. I love to go out there when they're working out there and when we have volunteers out there. And so you can kind of go back and see all the progress of what it looked like to now, and then all the events we've kind of done. And that's where we post everything. So if we're ever needing help with donations or for food events or, you know, any kind of upcoming fundraiser activities. We do some activities throughout the year that are free for our kids in the community. And so you can find out all that information on our Facebook page.
Well, I know it's going to be a nice weekend, it looks like. And what a great opportunity for people to come and enjoy, you know, the fruits of all this labor. You know, the new ball field will be in play beginning this weekend in Americus. Well, congratulations on your efforts thus far, Brittany. You and the entire community, a lot of people have had a hand in this, and it's amazing to see what can be done when people take the ball and run with it, so to speak. So we appreciate your time and hope you have a great weekend.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet,
and
Brittany.
We hope to see everybody there this Saturday. Thank you.
All right, Brittany. Brittany Heinrichs with Project Playscape, as they have their big Americus baseball field grand opening activities all day in Americus coming up this Saturday. It is 8:33, sunshine and 67 degrees. Our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. Good morning, it's 8:33.
The Cowboys and Cowgirls are back June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Strong City. 8 o'clock nightly, witness the superstars of the BRCA. Rough Stock, timed events, gates open at 6 o'clock with a rodeo dance on Friday and Saturday night. For tickets and information, check out FlintHillsRodeo.org. A very special thank you to Flint Hills Beverage, our friends at Cinch, Idea Tech.